When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today we got one of my favorite rappers, Peso Peso, in the building. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling great, bro. Real shit. It feels great to be back.
I was just banging out to your new project. What is it? Mi Vida Loca or some shit? Some Spanish shit, I forget.
Mi Vida Loca.
I was driving around in that, listening to that shit today. I felt like I was about to get in a car chase or something. It was so lit. It was a good project right there.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So how are you living? Like, I feel like the first time that you came on this show, you were like brand new. It was like was that your first time in LA? You said you just hopped in the Sprinter with all the homies and just took off to LA that time.
Yeah.
That made an impression on all of us.
It's crazy because I was working so hard that I wasn't even in my city when I left. I was in Fort Worth and I was like, fuck it. We finna go splash off right here. You feel me? Fuck the plane. We finna hop in the Sprinter. I called my nigga Kenny B, went and picked my nigga up from stop 6. Yeah.
And it went down. That was we always kind of talk about that, man.
Had Julo with me.
Peso pulled up like 20 dudes in a Sprinter deep, and they just pulled out, spilling out of that thing. Mad fucking blunt smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
That was tight. Yeah. So how much has changed since then in terms of your lifestyle, in terms of how everything's going? Because you were like brand new as a rapper at that moment.
New, a whole lot of new money. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of new music. A whole lot of new jewelry. New cars.
What was the inspiration behind that piece right there that I'm so fascinated by with the little dude? I don't know how to describe it.
Well, this guy. I've been working on him for probably about like, my jeweler started on him probably like in February.
Okay.
Maybe like early March.
What was the inspiration though? What did you tell him you wanted right there?
I told him I exactly wanted this. He added, we talked about with the peso chains, like it being connected to like the pesos. So shit, he just threw his own little shit. You know what I'm saying?
You see that as like a cartoon version of yourself?
Yeah. Okay. So basically, this is the monkey, the Mexican monkey off Dreamcast.
Oh, okay.
Samba de Amigo, and I'm not really into like the games and all that stuff. Don't get it twisted. I'm into some of the stuff, but I know about Dragon Ball Z, like how I got the Android 17 on my arm right here, like. I know about certain stuff, but I wasn't really in the Dreamcast like that. I was, but I wasn't. I really didn't know about the monkey, but I knew of the monkey. You know what I'm saying? But I fuck with the monkey so hard, and like I made him like look like me and shit.
Oh, and he got the pints in his hands and shit too, huh?
Yeah, he got the pint. I don't know if you see it, but it kind of like
Damn.
It lights up. Feel me?
I used to walk right there, huh?
And I got the chain on, red bandana on his neck. You feel me with the Mexico hat, motherfucking me, peso peso. Boy, oh yeah, stop playing. Boy, got the mariachi hat, the peso peso on it with the AK-47 holding that bitch up with the Bapes.
So basically, Mexican pride on 100.
Basically, this monkey is me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This monkey is me. Like, this cartoon character, this is the cartoon character that describes me the most.
Right.
You feel me?
I respect that, yeah.
Because out of all the characters, he's Mexican. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He is so shit. That goes with me.
That's how I feel when I look at Charlie Brown.
Right.
I'm like, that's me in cartoon form. A little white boy, can't kick the football. They pull the football away.
Right.
You know,
so since that's the only cartoon that's Mexican that describes me, I just stripped him and put all my shit on him.
You think that it's even more important than ever right now for you to be representing the Mexicans and hip hop in a good light, since you know, certain people are out here snitching and talking and shit?
Hell yeah, bro! Because people ain't people ain't motherfucking me holding it down the right way, man. They fucking up at them.
Mm. So I hear, man. Okay, so how's the family life and everything? Because I've seen you, like, one thing that I've been noticing over the past few months following you is that you have a very strong relationship with your kids, and you're not scared to put some hilarious shit on, on Instagram. I forget why your kid was crying. What did you do? You what was it? You, like, you threw something in the toilet and the kid was crying. I forget. Oh no, it was an animal, right?
I remember that.
What was it? A lizard or some shit?
It was a lizard. Yeah, yeah. It was a lizard. He didn't want to flush it. I was like, well, shit, I'm finna flush him. He was like, no. Like, well, I'm finna flush him. He said, no, let me flush. And he flushed it. And he had the gun in his hand.
Right.
Yeah, he walks around all day with a gun.
Wait, a little squirt gun type thing?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like a Nerf gun and shit.
Right.
He stays strapped up.
That's got to be weird, though, because my first kid's popping out in about 6-7 weeks, so I'm very excited about that. And
congratulations.
Appreciate it. But I feel like that's got to be a weird thing to go through, is like your kid's sort of like confronting death for the first time and realizing that, you know, sometimes he's not a human being. You got to get flushed. it was true or false? I know there's a lot of things I gotta look forward to in becoming a parent, but
yeah, that's crazy.
That's definitely one of them, I guess. You gotta teach them about flushing a fucking salamander or whatever that thing was. I don't know.
Man, my son goes through air. He goes through all type of crazy shit like all the time. Like the other day, we had a shootout in the house.
In the house?
Yeah.
Oh, with the
Nerf guns.
Right.
But like for some reason, he wanted the like for his weapon, he wanted the sword. So I just aired him out.
You have to explain, though, like sword versus a gun. It's not going to go that good.
So I just, like, I showed him how, like, you know, it ain't going to go good. I just aired his ass out.
Yeah. I fucked with it, man. Hey, so were you shut down for a while because of COVID? Because I get the feeling that you're not shut down at all currently.
Just shows. So shows were shut down. I really couldn't do no. I was doing a whole bunch of shows. I do shows. I do pop ups.
Mm.
You know, I'm an independent artist, so I do a lot of my own shit.
Right.
You feel me? So I couldn't do no shows because it wasn't no shows going on.
Right.
I couldn't do no pop ups because everything was closed. And then for the people that would let me do it, it was like too much rules. You know what I'm saying? So I really couldn't. It wouldn't work out like I wanted to. So.
Right.
I was like, I'll just wait. So all I've been doing is been recording. That one, I'm finna drop a whole bunch of mixtapes. Like, I'm finna drop another mixtape.
Right.
Even though I just dropped, like, I feel like as an artist and as me still developing and, like, even though I'm a big artist, but me still, like, developing and getting bigger and bigger and bigger, still trying to get to the level that I want to be at and much farther. I feel like at this point right now, I got to drop hella music. You feel me? Like a lot of music. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's the best thing you can get out of the pandemic. I feel like as an artist, it's like you can't really make as much money as you would normally. You can't do all these shows like you would normally, but at least you can really work on the music.
Exactly.
I feel it.
So that's what basically I've been doing. I've been doing music and I've been working on, like, different merch designs. I've been shooting a whole bunch of videos.
Right.
And the last past month or two, I've been taking trips. So, like, I've been going to Miami and come back and forth to L.A. and shit. So we getting back jiggy now, man.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Are you been staying out of trouble? Because I seen you getting arrested and shit, right?
Yeah, that shit was so gay. It wasn't even about shit. It's just... I'm fighting an old case back home. It's just the old pistol case. I'm finna beat the bitch, you know what I'm saying? But I've been fighting that bitch for like a year.
Right.
The corona shit been having everything so backed up.
Yeah, right.
Like the last time I went to court, I was supposed to beat it, but my lawyer couldn't come because he has corona. It's just all type of weird ass shit.
Oh, what, really?
Yeah.
Damn, so they just been fucking trying to get you in various places because you still...
Nah, so basically, so the reason why they came and locked me up is because I had a bond forfeiture. All right, so you know, whenever you post bond, if they ain't fucking with something that you doing, like if you doing something that they ain't fucking with, the bonds people that that you're under the bond with, they can like take your bond away, and like, and so basically like, you won't be under bond with them no more. So now you ain't. So now you just got a warrant because you got to rebond out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they give you a warrant. So basically, that's in Galveston. Like that. My case is in Galveston. I was in Houston doing an interview with Lil Flip.
Right.
And they came all the way from Galveston to come and fuck with me. So they did all that. So imagine like they came all the way. They drove a whole hour just to swarm me like that. Like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, Adam. Like, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, bro, what? And like, there's no reason why I'm getting done like this because I haven't did nothing. Like, they motherfucking me. They over here, they doing me like I got a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, well, that's some Texas shit. I feel like right there that they would want to terrorize a rapper and go mad out of their way to pull some shit to get some attention or something.
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And then I found out that it was just for the bond shit. So I was like, okay, man, I'm finna just go do a walkthrough.
Right.
I just had to pay $5,000 to get up. I bonded out in like an hour. It's easy to bond out where I'm from because the city's so small. So it ain't like a whole bunch of like, it ain't like the booking area ain't like real, real busy. You feel me?
Right.
Like, don't get it twisted. Like, it gets busy, but it's not as busy as like Houston. When I got locked up in Houston, I was locked up in Houston for 3 days in booking before I was able to bond out.
Right.
And my bond was paid for, like right before, like right when I got locked up.
That's like the most offensive thing when you get locked up and you're like, so, you know, you're just gonna take 3 days of my life here just to process me, just to get me through this fucking system. And you're gonna rob me of 3 days of my life? Like, you have no idea how much 3 days of my life is worth.
Right.
I haven't been locked up in a long time, but I remember thinking that.
And they don't give two fucks who you are, what you got going on. The only people who it would ever give a fuck is if, like, you just got a fan that's a fucking guard or something.
Right. Sada Baby was just in here telling me that when he got locked
that's
up.
That's so rare.
That the cops were playing his music in the cell, telling everybody before they even got in that he was there and shit.
Yep, that's how they do you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how they do it.
Right.
Exactly. It's shit show.
You a Sada Baby fan?
Hell yeah.
He's hard as fuck, right?
That's my nigga, though.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely a Sada Baby fan. His music is music. Crazy. Shit show.
Yeah.
But that's my brother.
How does he fit into the whole overall Sauce Factory family?
Because
there's certain people who aren't 100% officially Sauce, but... You know, I see him with you guys all the time.
He got like his own lane. You know what I'm saying? He got his own lane with, especially with the Detroit shit. Like, he's killing that shit, and he's fucking them up all around. You feel me? So shit, he got his own lane. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, but shit, he fits in perfect. You know what I'm saying?
That's one thing I noticed listening to your project, that you've been tapping in with a lot of Detroit artists.
Yeah, hey, I fuck with Detroit.
Right.
I fuck with their music.
Definitely. You got GT on that project.
Yep.
A bunch of people, really.
Yeah, I fuck with Detroit's music, bro.
Yeah, they're just hard as fuck right now. And it's like, it feels like shit has changed so much that like Detroit has a super signature sound right now, but it's not so different from a lot of what's going on in Texas and shit. Like, a lot of people are, like, I don't know. It's like, y'all definitely sound like you make sense together.
Yeah, right. I like the Texas and Detroit connection. A lot of Detroit people have been fucking around in Houston, too.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of Detroit people in Houston.
I see
it. Flying in, man.
There's all these like dope underground scenes all over the country that are sort of meshing together. All
right.
In a way that you probably wouldn't have seen a long time ago, you know?
Yeah.
For sure. But I see you tapping in with the older guard as well. You got that video with Slim Thug that just came out and shit. How did that come about?
So shit. You know, I'm always seeing Slim Thug in Houston. You know what I'm saying? I'm always passing by him and shit. And I got a producer that I fuck with in Houston named B Dunn and G Luck. You feel me? They like a duo. You feel me? G and B. And he be going to their studio and shit. I be tapping it with B Dunn. We be on the phone and shit. One day I was on the phone with B Dunn. He was over there and shit. We hopped on the phone and shit. I pulled up. We did that shit. Yeah, and we shot the video probably like the next week.
Do you think it's important to tap in and show respect to the grandfathers of hip hop in particular? Because I feel like a lot of younger artists don't rush to go do songs with the established legends in their scene because they got their heads up their ass and they think that if they do a song with OG, it's going to make them look old school in comparison. Thoughts? Not, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying some people might say that.
Okay, so nah, I don't think like that because shit, I'm so hard, shit. You know, but I don't know. I don't know. That's a hard. That's crazy because shit. It's like, before all this shit, I was a fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially the OGs. Like, I grew up listening to Slim Thug. I grew up listening to Zero, SPM, J Dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the screwed up clique. You feel me? So, even with other rappers like A Ball, MJG. You know what I'm saying? Shit, what other rappers? Shit, I even grew up listening to Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? So it's like shit. I don't know.
It's just kind of crazy because it's like that is the kind of thing that will get you a lot of respect from the OGs, I feel like. But it's interesting that some people choose trying to seem like they're brand new, like they invented the hip hop shit, like, over showing respect to the OGs.
Yeah, and it's not even that I'm showing respect to the OGs, but like I'd be genuinely excited. You feel me? Like, and I'm sure that's respect right there because it's genuine. You know what I'm saying? But like, I'd be genuinely wanting like to fuck around. Like, I don't even like think like, all right, I gotta get this song with this dude and this dude because that's gonna be a good look and that's being, I need to do it to pay homie. Like, hell nah, I just wanna work, you feel me?
Right.
Like, I always wanna do a song with them niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
On some real shit.
Has it been crazy seeing your fan base get bigger and just like expand past the smaller audience that you were making music for at first? Like, hell, do you feel an additional responsibility and shit?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, additional responsibility though, I guess, cause more money, more problems, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah, more clout, more money. So more money, more problems. So,
that comes that way. But as your fan base gets bigger, you get more people that are a little bit further away from the culture that you come from and are a little bit more, you know, just like random ass kids that don't know necessarily anything about where you're coming from. Is it ever feel like you see people popping in your comments and you're like, man, they really don't know what the fuck is going on in terms of the lifestyle that I'm talking about?
Yeah, but shit. If they supporting the peso shit, man, I'm rocking with them. And if they hating in a negative way, then shit, I don't even give a fuck, because shit, at the end of the day, all publicity, good publicity. Like, I don't give two fucks. Like, I be looking at my comments, and I respond back. I respond back to stupid comments, though. Whenever I just feel like this comment's so stupid, like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah. Because on one hand, you want to ignore the stupid comments, but on the other hand, you want to like, yeah, why not? I'm going to wade in here and let them know what I think about what they're saying.
I don't even want to answer it for him. I be wanting to answer so everybody else can see it.
Right.
But I'm undefeated with the comments, man. All my comments go up.
Yeah? You willing to get in there and do battle with them? These fucking assholes in the comments? Yeah. How's everything going with Sauce? Because he keeps making noise and like, you know, I feel like that's one of the more underrated movements in hip hop, the whole Sauce thing. And I think you're like a very interesting participant in that because it's like you do stand out in comparison to all of them, but you bring your own flavor to it and you also fit in very well in that.
Right. Shit, he just been balling, buying a whole bunch of cars. My fault, I'm the lighter thief.
That's all right. It's like fire, no jumper lighter. I would be happy for you to thieve this from Josh.
He just been buying a whole bunch of cars and dropping a whole bunch of music and shit, recording a whole bunch of music and just been shit. Yeah.
How much time do you guys spend together? You guys kick it all the time?
Hell yeah. We kick it with we be working so much this shit. It be a lot of time where shit we all don't be with each other, you feel me? But hell yeah. Any time that we're in Houston, we link up every night. You feel me? But yeah, he just been he's been buying a whole bunch of crazy ass shit, like a whole bunch of jewelry, a whole bunch of cars, been buying his artist shit, been signing new artists.
Right.
All that shit.
Is he OnlyFans rich?
I don't want to say OnlyFans rich because he's been rich before OnlyFans.
Right, but it seems like he's out here moving and shaking in the OnlyFans world, huh?
He definitely is making a big bag off OnlyFans. Making a big bag off OnlyFans. Yes.
Does he manage girls on there or what?
Now that I don't know.
You going to get in that world?
No.
You don't think you're ready for it?
I just don't really fuck with this shit.
No? Too new in the game? Like, he's been around long enough that he can
not my flavor.
Slip and slide on over there, too?
It is not my flavor.
You were never pimping girls back in the day? I feel like it's a new version of that.
I didn't got some money from some chicks, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, that's just not my flavor, you feel me? Like, my flavor is that, you know what I'm saying? Them busted up doors and windows, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
On that poach, getting it in.
It's been a long time since you did a kick, though? Not that long.
Nah, it definitely been a while. I haven't did a kick, though, since I was probably like 16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you, like, very conscious of staying out of trouble at this point, though? Like, at this point, it just feels like you missing out on a few days where you could be, like, you could make a lot of money in 3 days doing verses, doing shows. Like, it's not right now shows, but recording all this shit, like, it feels like a way bigger sacrifice for you to get caught up now.
Yeah. Like, I don't fuck around at all. I just straight rap. That's it. Straight rap, record, go out of town. Get fly, do video shoots.
Right.
My whole day consists of music. Mm. Other than that, family. Mm. That's it. Music and family. Family, music, family, music.
Yeah.
I smoke a lot of weed, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm smoking this shit.
What are you smoking? You got No Limit weed right here, which I think is pretty interesting. Yeah, it literally has the Ghetto D logo on it. I don't know.
This the Ghetto D, you know what I'm saying?
Is this Maybe Master P's weed? He's still serving?
Nah, this is Check Boy Stacks weed, you know what I'm saying? you feel me? Ghetto D, you know what I'm saying? Made by Packathon, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got some weed, you know what I'm saying? Hardest Zaza ever, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I said you can roll this up.
Oh,
you know
shit, we can roll this up?
That's you right there.
This shit looks good. What is this? Is this indica? This shit dark. This shit gonna get me stupid indica. Hard.
Indica, is it indica? Hybrid.
Ghetto D.
Yeah.
You ever think about having your own weed strain?
Yeah, I actually got it on the way.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it going to be different about it? You're just going to have a fucking crazy-ass peso cartoon on the outside? Or?
Hardest Zaza ever.
I like that.
And I got a taco truck coming soon, too. Hardest tacos ever.
She thought I had my leg up in her. I always mention that lyric. I'm always like, yo, that is one of the craziest things I ever heard somebody say. So let me ask you this, bro, because I don't get into the beef stuff normally, but you guys got a diss song out, and I feel like it's one of the hardest songs I heard from you and Sauce in a minute. Like, I really been banging that song, even though I got no issues with the people talking about in the song, etc. How did that song come about?
Okay, so I'm gonna tell the exact truth how that song came about.
Okay.
Cause I remember fluently because it was the other day.
Sauce going off a cappella for like 2 minutes.
He always does that.
Crazy.
Well, he don't always do that like this rapper, but yeah, he real good with the a cappella. Mm-hmm. All right, so shit, we was in the studio all night doing what we do, chilling, recording, chopping it up. Mm-hmm. Talking business, whatever, smoking, vibing, gangbanging, whatever, bullying. And like around like 4 or 5 in the morning, I was actually finna leave and go pull up on one of my homeboys before I went to the house. Mm-hmm. But when I got my car, a nigga walks in me and said, "Hey, where you going?" I was like, "I'm finna go to the house, I'm finna go pull up on bro." "Yeah, let's rap, bro. Let's do a song." Like, damn. I like, fuck, come on. We got to rap right now, though. You feel me? Because, you know, we were recording that. It'd be a whole bunch of people over there recording.
Everybody trying to get on it. If you didn't get on it, somebody else is going to get on it.
Well, it's not that. It's like 4 rooms. So all them rooms be people be in there recording. So I was like, shit, if we going to record, we got to record right now. So I went in there and shit, I popped that bitch off. But I just popped it off on something. You feel me? I would just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't on no straight diss and shit, you feel me? Like, I was just rapping, you feel me? And, you know what I'm saying? I just threw a little, threw a couple punches in there, you feel me? And then Braves did the same shit. And then after Walker came in that hole and just slammed that. Well, see, Walk recorded his verse when I was gone, you know what I'm saying? So, he walked into a whole diss record, you feel me?
Right. Yeah, yeah. So you didn't know it was going to turn into that, basically.
I know. Well, I mean, I knew what I said, and I knew what I said was going to be. You know what I'm saying? I knew what I said. I knew what that was going to do, but I didn't know it was going to be a whole like,
right?
Did like line for line this record? No, I didn't know because I would have. I'm not saying I would have said it. I'm not saying my verse would have been different, but I mean, it probably would have been a little different. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Would you have gone harder? Would you have like? Because, you know, if you had recorded it after hearing Sauce go on this fucking tirade.
I would have definitely went way harder than that.
Right.
Way harder than what I did.
I thought it was pretty dope, though.
But like, I'm talking not far as hard as, like, fire. Like, harder as, like, I would have said more shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's cool, though, because, shit, at the end of the day, shit, I don't even, how I say this. That's not even my type of rap anyways. So it's all bull.
Yeah, because it's like you gotta
like the way I spilt this shit, that's the way Peso spilt this shit. You know what I mean?
Right. So. No, that is why I liked it though, because you did just kinda get smooth on it for the beginning of it. Like that song just keeps increasing in intensity so much. Like it's like I like what you did, but then by the end of it with Sauce doing that shit, it's just like, wow, this is one of my favorite rap songs I heard in a while.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That was intense. You also said that Walk hates Perks, but you say it's the same as Juice.
Yeah.
Is that a constant argument with you guys?
It's not an argument. It kind of it's not an argument, but it's definitely a debate and shit. He don't believe it though, but he would never know because he never took a Percocet before.
Never took one.
Never.
Wow.
He never took no pills before, so he would never know.
That's so crazy.
That's good.
Lean is basically just like a way more expensive, delicious version of taking pills.
Right. That's right.
It's like slowed down. Like you take a pill all at once and you drink lean. It's like bit by bit.
Right. Like I feel like the pill is like right there. Like it like hits you like boom. It like probably hits you faster and a little harder. You feel me?
Right.
But shit, it's like. At the end of the day, it's still an opiate. You know what I'm saying?
But he's just trying to give you advice. You think he's on his good dad shit right there, trying to get you to stay away from it?
Shit. Yeah. I mean, not I don't know no good dad shit, but he on some
good
on
role
some
model
shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
He's a bit older than you.
He's on some big bro shit, like on some like you feel me?
Right.
But shit. But not even like he's just saying like he just be saying it ain't the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to.
I don't be trying to make them pop pills though.
Right.
Like I don't be trying to like get them on pills and then.
Yeah.
Like I've never tried to like do that.
Perk's the only one you fuck with. You don't do Xans.
It's just whenever he says like, whenever he be like, when he says like, and then Perks, whenever he talks down to Perks, what I'm trying to say is like, shit, y'all tell this nigga man this shit just like Drink, man. Yeah.
But. Okay, you got to be in a very specific state of mind to do a diss on, though. Like, what actually pushed Sauce to the point where he really wanted to go in on Go Yayo? Like, what actually took it to that level?
Go Yayo,
so he dropped the track first.
Yeah, he dropped the diss record first.
Let's just...
my fault.
All good.
Yeah, Go Yayo diss first. Oh, yeah, dropped the first diss record.
Right. Oh, so it was like a natural reaction at a certain point.
Yeah, and he been like saying like all type of lies on the internet and shit. So,
like what?
Like lies. I can't even remember. It's a whole bunch of bullshit. Trying to basically say like we ain't stepping around the U.S. like we stepping around the U.S. Not just Texas because Texas is ours. You feel me? But you know. Little hook shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So that whole beef just comes from what? Like him having issues with people that you're associated with, or was it ever anything directly between you two?
Oh, nah. That shit between them two.
Oh, it's between.
But shit. You beat for one of us, you beat for all of us, though. So.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we rock.
For sure. How you feel the fans are reacting to it? Is the reaction to that song kind of crazy? Or a lot of people enjoying it as much as me?
The fans love bullshit.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, so shit. The fans love bullshit. The fans don't give a fuck.
Okay, so when you make a song going at somebody else, are you kind of aware that this is something that you're doing that is partially because the fans are going to fucking love it? Even if, because like some might say that certain people like you guys might choose to handle your shit off wax most of the time. I mean, there's certainly one way to handle it.
Nah. No, sir.
You don't get down like that no more. Respect. Do you feel like this war of words is going to keep going, or?
Uh-uh.
It's over?
He's demolished. Flawless victory.
You feel like that's how the fans feel?
Yeah.
All right.
You ain't see Walk say that the other day?
What, he said that? He said it's a flawless victory and all that?
He said flawless victory.
Okay.
I said it's over with. We won.
Is it like anybody that they have issues with?
I accidentally hit the side of my, hit the side of the flow. My Alexander McQueen.
Well, you just start cleaning it off?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you.
Quick look.
Laura hit you with the ooh.
I'm ready.
So you feel like that's how the fans are viewing it too, though? That was kind of one punch knockout type thing?
Yeah, like, that shit over with.
If he fired back, you're not going to come back at him again?
Mm-mm. That shit done. I don't even do this raps.
Right.
Like I said, like, that was just like some... I was just in the studio. I just rapped a little 12, and they turned that hoe into a mega diss song.
Right.
That shit.
Like, why not?
Yeah, like, I don't even do diss raps. Like, I wouldn't go to the studio and do it and make another, like, make a diss song and put it out. Like, I'm finna keep getting this money, you feel me? Keep grinding, shining, you know what I'm saying? Keep dropping these projects, and getting this big boy jury, you know what I'm saying? Keep cashing out on these cars, yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Are you happily independent, or are you still talking to labels, or how's that going?
Nah, I'm independent still. I'm still with TSF, but
right.
Majorly I'm independent. I'm talking to labels though. Labels still calling, but it's just, you know, we independent. We happy independent until somebody come with some crazy shit that we can't refuse. But you know, I'm trying to get into like some partnerships. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. What kind of advice does Walk give you in that regard? Like, because, you know, he's obviously had the opportunity for many years to try to be some big major label type artist or whatever. I'm sure he's had plenty of offers.
Yeah, exactly. He just tells me why he never signed and tells me the reason. It tells me, like, what these labels' intentions are, the most of them, you feel me? And that's why you got to watch who you fuck with and you really can't. And that's why he don't fuck with nobody, because shit, he knowing, like, you know what I'm saying? And he got the game, so shit. But yeah, that's why. That's why I haven't jumped head first and signed a deal early in my career. I could have been signed a deal.
Take that small check though, and then like you lose control of everything you got going on.
Yeah, it just ain't worth it.
Definitely.
Never nigga. Yeah.
When Sauce is beefing with Thug and all them, how do you proceed? Do you don't really hop in on that, or like what's the attitude about it?
I don't really got no attitude about it. Shit. You
know what I'm saying? But is that like a beef that you feel like you should hop in on because that's who you're signed to? Or you just let him handle that?
Nah, I'm just down with anything my bro's down with, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not finna get on the internet and start popping shit at a nigga there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, anything my bro with, I'm with, you know what I'm saying? Shit. TSL, we move as an army, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Shit.
Do you think that shit is good for business or bad for business overall? Because it's like, you know, obviously the fans are tuning in, paying attention to that shit.
Well, I mean... It just depends. It's good for business and it's bad for business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Some people might not want to book you. They feel like there's going to be violence.
It's just, sometimes it can block the money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It can block the money. It definitely can block the money, man. It definitely can block the money. Shit, sure. But shit, it ain't blocking the money to where niggas having too much. It's just blocking certain money. You feel me?
Right.
Block a certain little opportunity, but it's all bull.
For sure. Why are you calling yourself the salsa god now? Where did that come from?
And not with Thug, but I'm saying with beef and period.
Everything, like, in general.
Right. What were you saying?
I noticed you're calling yourself the salsa god now.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I dropped a mixtape called The Salsa God.
Right, yeah. I'm just like thinking about that. I'm like, salsa is a big part of the culture that people don't really talk about enough, you know?
So, shit, I'm the salsa god. You feel me? Walks the drip god. I'm the salsa god. Mm. You hear me? Like, I drip salsa. You know what I'm saying? I'm Mexican, shit. TSF, only Mexican rapper. So, shit. Yeah, I'm dripping in salsa. You feel me?
White people love salsa.
Salsa God.
They love saying salsa. You probably didn't watch Seinfeld, but there's a clip of Jerry talking about how white people, or no, just people in general, just love saying salsa.
Right.
Dude, you got to sample that on a song.
Hey,
oh, my God. It would be so good.
I definitely will.
What do we need to know about Mexican food in general, though? Like, somebody like me that's kind of on the outside of the culture, I'm hitting the taco trucks, but, like, what is the really crucial Mexican food that people really need?
First off, do you put avocados in your tacos?
I don't think they really ever offer, so no.
You need to do that.
Right.
What do you eat, chicken or fajitas?
I'm more of a carne asada kind of guy, you know. I think you should always eat steak when you have an opportunity to.
I love carne asada, but.
When you have an opportunity, why would you choose chicken? You know?
I love avocados. You gotta try that shit.
Oh yeah. Well, I've had an avocado or two in my day. Salsa on the
table. But try to eat, but eat it on your tacos. You gonna live that shit. Swear, you gonna eat it. You gonna.
This is gonna be the intro to your mixtape.
Excuse me, do you have any salsa? We need more salsa. Where's the salsa? No salsa.
That's hard.
Yeah, it must be impossible for a Spanish person to order salsa and not get salsa. I wanted salsa, not salsa. Salsa and salsa? You have the salsa after the salsa.
We're gonna get copyrighted.
Salsa. Yeah, but Salsa Girl, that was my second mixtape.
Right. That's fire. Hey, man. I don't know. I just like, there's certain times you just see a rap nickname and you're like, you know what? That's the one. Salsa God. I don't know. I'm fucking with it.
Hey, yeah, but Thor Thighs. I love Thor Thighs. What else I eat? I eat everything, really. You can't miss me with nothing. I mean, I eat all that shit.
Right.
I eat all that shit.
For sure. you know, I thought it was a funny.
My favorite is quesadillas and tacos.
You know, I thought it was a pretty good line. How you the king of Texas, you got sugar in your tank. I don't know why. That's just like, because like saying somebody got some sugar in the tank, that was like an old man phrase that I just appreciated when I heard you bust that out. I don't know. Where'd that come from? Who told you to spit such heat?
I was just freestyling.
For sure.
I was freestyling. You know, I'm hard with that freestyle game. I don't write.
That's true. Okay. So what else we need to know in terms of shit that you got on the way? Anybody you're working with that you're excited about? Any new projects you're hyped up on?
Hey, yeah, bro. This next mixtape is going to be fucking crazy. I got hella features on there. My first mixtape, I had hella features. My second one, I had like three. And this one I just dropped, I had a couple. This one is going to have a lot, though. Uh-huh. It's going to have a lot. I usually don't have, because my first one had a lot of features, so. My last one ain't really been having like a lot of features, but this one is gonna be a lot of people on there. And just because I just wanna put this music, this fire ass music out, you feel me, ASAP, because it's just too hard.
Right.
It's been in my nose, I've been jamming it too long. I'm gonna put it out.
I need the
fans
unreleased.
Need this.
Cause like, it's very rare, I will always listen to an artist a shitload before I interview them. And then after I interview him, I'm just not listening to it for a while. But I'm actually going to get back in the car and keep listening to the same tape that I was listening to on the way here. So that's a strong cosign.
Right.
You feel me? Okay. Anything else we need to know about? We're going to smoke this Ghetto D as soon as we're done. Josh is rolling that Ghetto D up. Pause.
Shoot, just hella songs, hella videos. I'm cranking on my label, Hardest Ever ENT. You finna see a whole bunch of people on coming out, you know what I'm saying? Mm. As far as my brother Julo, you feel me? My nigga Stax, you feel me? And plenty more, you feel me?
What's up with Drippy? How's Drippy doing?
Drippy's going in, man. He in Houston.
I'm fascinated by Drippy, man.
Shit show.
Ever since he got that Pikachu on his face, I've just been like the biggest Drippy fan.
He been going up.
Yeah, I'm going to see this on a story too. Now, when I saw he had the Hitler tattoo, that really blew my mind. He got O.J. Simpson, Monty Burns, everything. Anyway, peso.
Shit show.
He out here.
No peso, jumper. Peso, hardy essay ever, stop playing, man. Adam 22, no jumping, man, stop playing.
Big dope.
Yeah, second episode, and best believe we will be here again.
Yeah. Shout out Brooklyn Projects for styling me today. No jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, YouTube, all out of order, iTunes, Spotify, whatever. Like, comment, subscribe. Stealing lighters, 2020 and beyond. Peace.